The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda made it back last night. She'll be in tomorrow morning. Good morning, everybody. My gosh, 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 17th of July, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You need to go down and see that new walk-in humidor they have. It's just, you know, it's great. And, of course, everybody down there is just friendly as they could be. You feel like, you know what, you feel like a cuddly puppy down there, you know. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Bob, it was hot yesterday. My air conditioner was running into the night before it finally went off.
I hope you enjoyed it because that was a cool day this week. Folks, I'm going to make some obvious statements here from the National Weather Service, so you cannot say you haven't been told. We are in an excessive heat warning that has been issued by the National Weather Service, in case you couldn't figure it out. Prolonged period of hot temperatures, dangerous situation, heat illnesses are likely. Drink those fluids. Stay in an air conditioning room if you can. Stay out of the sun, especially during about noon to four. If you worked, take time outside, make sure you stay hydrated, wear light, loose-fitting clothing when possible. Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioning environments. Rest breaks, yes. I'm a easy, professional.
Easy for you to say, boy, I had some rest breaks today. Well, be very, very quiet.
It's already getting to me. Anyone overcome by the heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Watch out for seniors, children, animals. This is going to be rough all week, folks. Okay. If there's a problem, call 911. And do we have to say it? It's in the instructions here from the Weather Service. Don't leave children and pets in a vehicle under any circumstances. Hello?
I know, but you know what? You can say it over and over and over. Yeah. And, you know, it just happens, but people need to really, really have that on their mind. And walking your dog.
Yeah.
Don't walk your dog on these streets. It's 111 out. The concrete's got to be 130.
Yeah.
It's going to burn their little feet.
It is going to cook whatever comes in contact with it. Today's high, somewhere around 111. Tomorrow, we could go up to 113.
I can't wait. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go my flak jacket and a 4-pound helmet, and I'm going to put a pack on, and I'm going to take water and let it sit out there until it becomes 98 degrees. So when you drink it, it doesn't taste like water.
Overnight lows will be right around 80 degrees. Temperatures will start to taper on Friday when we'll see a high of 104, 102 on Saturday, and then down to a cool and balmy 100 by the time we hit Monday. So, folks.
100 to Monday? Oh, my gosh. It's time for sweaters.
Yeah, break out the long sleeves. So, folks, really, I'm saying this over and over, but if one person pays heed and doesn't end up in the ER, you know.
You just got to be taking care of yourself. Yeah. You know, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson, California, a better-known business. It gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Hey, you know what? Something else too. When you're talking about weathers, you know, and when we were in Iraq and other places where it was that hot, you know, you wore gloves. And people go, because you had your sleeves down, but you wore gloves because it was so hot that the metal.
Oh, yeah.
On your rifle.
Would blister you.
It would, you know, if you put your hand on it, or you leaned up against a Humvee or something else, anything that was metal out there, and you leaned up against it. You didn't lean up against it very long.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have sleeves down, which you have sleeves down anyway when you're in combat, but the metal on in your magazine.
And considering you're in a situation where you might just have to grab hold of that thing in a great big hurry,
You got gloves on. You got gloves on. And, And all the guys are out there. Guys are in the desert. They know that. And you just had to watch out for yourself because it did get hot. I mean, it 115 for days on end and hotter out there, 115, 117. Now, we've got friends coming up here at the end of the month. And now this is where I pick my friends, though. This is where they come up. Friends and family. Family's coming out of New Mexico. So they're in Albuquerque. Yeah, so they're there. Another set of friends comes out of Las Vegas. It'll be balmy up here. Now, the ones that are going to suffer, my sister and brother, coming in from Tennessee. And what they have is when it's 100 degrees.
People are just falling over dead.
Well, they fall over because the humidity is like 120.
Like it was. Oh, you mean like it was on, what was that, Saturday?
Sunday. No. Their humidity, that was like 60% on Sunday. They have like 85 to 90% humidity, and it's 100 degrees. And you're just...
people just keel over.
What you do, you walk outside. Like I'm wearing a lightweight white shirt.
It's saturating.
Yeah. It's wet.
And it doesn't wick away. It's just
wet. It stays there. So it's... and they go, well, you know, out here it's a dry heat. You know, oh my gosh, it's a dry heat. But let me tell you, 111 degrees dry heat, it still sucks.
Yeah.
So
I can remember riding a motorcycle in heat like that, worried about the engine was going to seize, but also wondering where the guy with the flamethrower was up in front of us.
My friend that's coming in from Las Vegas, he and I used to ride thousands of miles. We were coming across from in Nevada along the river, but it was about 110, 112, and we were cranking down the road. And we got to this spot where it was kind of like a little crossroads, and there was a gas station and a little convenience store. And we look at the thermometer outside, and the thermometer was 115 degrees. And we've been riding on the on the road for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We got off those bikes and walked in there, and we immediately bought. Two of those bottles of water, regular bottles.
Yeah.
And the lady's looking at it. She said, take more. And she said, no, just take more and keep drinking it. And we're standing there looking at her, and we're drinking water. Well, we stayed there probably for an hour, sitting in the shade, drinking water. Because we were just, we didn't realize how close it had been on that one, but just burnt. And then pouring water over us, and then we took off again. Well, we still had several hours ago across this thing. And every time there'd be a shade place, we'd pull in. It could be hardly anything. But we'd pull in and sit in the shade. It could be a traffic sign that has just some shade that we could sit there and drink water. But it was it's tough out there. And then, so the difference being is that here, when it's 100, was it 109 today, you say? 111 today?
111 today.
111 today. Here's the thing about it is, I'm sitting in an air-conditioned office. I'm going to go down and say goodbye to a friend that's heading back to Australia. I'm having a breakfast this morning. It's going to be air-conditioned. Then I get into my truck, which is semi-air-conditioned. I think I have to have the Freon like that. And then I can go get a haircut in an air-conditioned barbershop. And then you go to have lunch, business lunch in an air-conditioned place. And then you come back to the office, which is air-conditioned. Come on.
Yeah. Could be worse.
On the other hand, are driving. What are you driving? Are you driving the Jeep today?
I'm driving the Jeep today. I actually have a new top, a shade top coming, and a windscreen that I can form a little air-conditioned pocket inside the Jeep when it gets really brutal.
Because you have air conditioning in that, right?
Yeah, I do.
But it does no good if you have no...
Actually, if I put the doors on, I can kind of make a little cool spot.
A little pocket around your feet.
It's going to be rough.
Oh, well. Hey, while we're talking about this, I want to talk about Alliance Heating and Air, too, as long as we're there. Is your air conditioning working correctly? Is it? What if it's not? What if your filters are dirty? What if your air ducts aren't there? What if you're not getting all the cold air you should? What if it's just not performing well? Call Alliance Heating and Air.
25 years in the business, a better-known business. The people that handle ours handle our HVAC systems. They can handle, like I said, any type of heating or cooling system. Their guys are trained. They've all been to all the schools. And it's just, you know what, they voted best in the North State. They're just outstanding
people. I was thanking them over the weekend.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I'm sitting there, I'm watching this thing going. 221-2642 is their number. Or look at their website, homecomfort.org. Now, let's go to Coach Bob. Coach Bob, are you going to tell me I'm a sissy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to tell you why growing up in Reading was such a great thing back in the day. We moved here when I was 5 years old, so I can't claim to be a lifelong resident, but boy, that's darn close.
Yeah.
We lived on Cypress Street directly across from Tiger Field.
Uh-huh.
Where Kenny's Shoes used to be. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long it's been.
I don't know.
Duplex there my mom and dad rented while he worked at the forestry down the street.
Well, you could walk to the Safeway.
Well, we watched it be built.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to go over and steal salt tablets from the construction crew. that was a thrill. But in the middle of summer, you know, it was 118 here on a regular basis.
Yeah,
wow.
And that was before Whiskeytown Lake was put in. But nonetheless, we would walk across the street. My friends that lived in little bungalows up to Cypress School, we would walk across to the ballpark 9 o'clock at night when the sun's starting to go down in the middle of summer. And it's hot. And we'd turn the lights on to the ballpark and sit there and play ball. So I was, you know, third grade or whatever. We just had the time of our life. 10 o'clock, we'd hear our parents yell, "Come on home," and we'd cross the street. Always turn the lights out behind us, and never got in trouble for that. Police never showed up to say, "Hey, you kids, you know, you're under arrest or anything."
And you didn't.
We just had fun.
You didn't fear, and your parents didn't think that some piece of dirt was going to haul you off and do what? Yeah.
And keep in mind, too, at that time, Cypress Street was Highway 44.
Yep.
And all of the logging trucks came through there.
Market was 99. It was a major interchange right there.
Exactly correct. That is exactly correct.
Wow.
Interesting times. We watched it change quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It has.
But can I give a shameless plug for this Friday for my little five-piece band?
You sure can.
We're going to have Scott Joss join us at River Commons.
Oh, wow.
2:30 to 4:30.
River Commons. Love that place.
Yep.
They're good people down there.
As do we. It's one of the best crowds we play for anywhere once a month.
Well, they're a happy group down there.
They are. Very much so. Love Brian, love Ernie, the whole bunch that run the place. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, like I said, you know, I call it a cruise ship that with no water because it's got, you know, it's got all that stuff. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going we're going to take a break.
Thanks, Coach.
I'm going to go into a rant about about Trump and Putin in the meeting they had yesterday and the press conference, if you happen to see that. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
You know, when it comes to a singing, I could do that. That's the only thing I can do. I mean, I can do that well.
ZZ Top put out like 10 albums and only had 4 songs when you come down to it.
I saw ZZ Top at Sturgis at the Buffalo Chip Campground. I was as close from here to the front door to ZZ Top. And these guys are, I mean, there's got to be 5,000 bikers out in this big area. They're on their, some of them are on their bikes. You know, some of them didn't know where they were. I mean, but ZZ Top's playing. And you know what he says? He says, you know, we really appreciate you people. We've been playing the same 3 chords for 40 years. And that's what he said, the same 3 chords.
You got a formula that works.
Oh, my gosh. And it was my first time I'd been to a ZZ Top conference or whatever.
Concert.
Easy for you to say. And it was great. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know what? This is where I buy my guns, whether it's a pistol or a long gun, a shotgun, rifle, whatever, any of the accessories I want, any of the ammo I want. Locally owned, locally operated. They started the store 8 years ago, and they've done a great job in it. And the big thing they have, I think well above any other store, is their knowledge and their customer service. Bastiani Arms. You get classes there on concealed carry. You have it all. It's a one-stop shop. Also, veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms.
Okay,
open
Colonel,
Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, Colonel, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war here.
Okay, all right. You know, Trump met with Putin. First of all, you had Democrats, even before it started, saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't have a meeting with them.
And, he's here's the thing.
They release him. They release the... They put indictments out against 12 Russians 3 days before he meets with Putin.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. This is the Justice Department doing this. You know, they could have held back. They didn't have to do this, but they did. So he and Putin have a 2-hour face-to-face. And here's my other thing. Like, oh, we don't know what they're saying. There's nobody in there. Who's going to keep track? Well, they have an interpreter in there, and I've gone over this before. They have an interpreter in there, a translator, and there was a lady. And if you don't think that she wasn't a top flight intelligence agent, that's probably, you know, that was, you know, that is taking down everything they're saying. She's looking at him. She can see what his face looks like. She can see all of these things. You don't think that that person with Trump wasn't a trained intelligence operative? Then you are an idiot. Okay? Let me just say it out loud. Schumer, you're an idiot. You know what? You do nothing but nag. Any of these people, Pelosi, any of these, you're idiots when you say stuff like that. Almost. When you say stuff like that, you display your ignorance and your distaste for this country. You've let your distaste for this man harm what's happening for our country. There's no reason you should even still be in office. Nancy Pelosi, I don't understand how you can continue to keep saying things. And Schumer, my gosh, my man, I realize that power is so addictive, and neither one of you wants to give it up. But come on, think about what you're saying. Now, was Trump perfect? He comes out in the press conference, and he says President Putin has been very, very, very very forthcoming, and about how Russia did not have anything to do with this hacking of the DNC. And he says, I have full trust in our intelligence services, but he was very convincing. Well, you know what? You didn't really need to say that there, Mr. President. I think you could have said a number of things, but, you know, than that one. However, on the other hand, we don't know what was said in that two-hour meeting. No. He could have just been taking him apart on it, saying, look, what's going to happen? People are going to keep coming at you and at you and at you, you know, on this whole thing. If we're going to get anything done for this world, then you need to back your people off, or you need, you know, even if the state didn't have anything to do with it, even though the people they put charges against were like in the GRU, which is a state apparatus, then you better get your arms around this one quick, because there are too many things that we need to do, and we can start with Syria. You know, Syria mm-hmm. being a place that we need to get this thing settled, and it's going to be you and I. It's going to be the United States and Russia is going to do this. And people don't also take into account that who Trump has surrounded himself with. He has not surrounded himself with a bunch of people that just are Russiaphiles. No. Bolton? Kelly?
Yeah.
These guys like that, they don't like Russia. They think of Russia as – how about Mattis? What did Mattis say when they said, who's our biggest threat? Russia.
Yeah.
And you think about it. Russia. That's who it is. Don't think for a second that the people around Trump don't know that we have to look at what Russia's doing. Russia's economy is nothing, by the way. It's nothing. And so they are going to need our assistance to keep growing, if anything. But you've got to – everybody needs to take kind of like a deep breath here.
Yeah.
You need to take a deep breath. Step back. You know, it's getting to be the hatred and the things that people are saying. I mean, this my favorite one was this. A national writer says, well, they said that we were under attack by the Russians, you know, when they when they hacked into the DNC, right? That, you know, when they were trying to interfere with our elections, they had declared war on us that way. And if that's the case, and Trump's talking to them, so that's a treasonous act. So he's committed treason and should be put on trial for treason. I mean, this is what they're saying. This is what they're saying. It is so ludicrous.
By that logic, the silly little twit who gave up her password to a laughably easy hack should be a collaborator. That's how they got into the system.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a phishing email.
Yep. And when the guy asked him, hey, should I go into the site? The one guy, he asked one person who was like a low-level apprentice, goes, yeah, sure. And that I remember that. And it opened them up.
Yeah.
And they took everything. Now, is there any evidence at all the Russian hacking changed the election? Absolutely not. They found out how much money they spent. It was something like $843 in one election.
No, what they committed, the crime they committed was showing how the DNC threw Bernie Sanders and company under the great big bus.
That's true. That's what they did.
Embarrassed them.
They released all those messages that showed how Sanders never had a chance, that it was all a conspiracy. And then you find out the other things. So, I mean, so when you get into it, the whole thing is it's a disaster, but it's a disaster for our country because of the hatred and the vitriol that people have for the president here. You know, there's nothing that he could cure cancer tomorrow, all forms of cancer tomorrow, and they're going to say this. Could have done it earlier. You just let those people die because you don't care. And you know what? You're letting people of color die faster. Wait a minute. I've just cured cancer. Yeah, but they're not going to get it. They're not going to get the treatments because of you.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing, I'm appalled because there's things that Obama did that were just absolutely hurt our country, like the Middle East policy that he and Hillary Clinton put together. We are still paying for that. The people of the world are still paying for that. Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Egypt, Turkey, Iraq, Iran. The thing is still going on because of what he did. What he did and what Hillary Clinton did. And yet, you didn't hear people saying, oh, this guy ought to be impeached. Oh, no, he's horrible. Oh, look what he's doing. I mean, everything turned on him. No. People of any insight knew what he had done. And even Democrats knew that what his Middle East policy was a failure. It was just an abject failure. And yet, you didn't hear for the calls for a lynching. And that's what would happen. Can you picture this? I can picture Madonna with a rope. I really can. With a rope. And the rest of Hollywood with pitchforks and torches. And they're marching on the White House. Oh, and then they would all. And Michael Moore would put his considerable weight behind the rope. And they would just, and Rosie O'Donnell and all those girls from, all those women from The View and all those would just take it. MSNBC and Mika and Joe, they would all have a hold of the rope and be pulling it. Lynch him! Lynch him!
Wow.
We're going to take a break. On this portion of the show is brought to you by a very happy place, Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a happy place. It's a community bank, and it moves local dreams forward. Head on down to 1845 California Street to the newest branch. Remember, they're getting ready to build and move into another place down there on Hartnell. But this one is their newest branch right downtown. They help their customers. They like their customers. You can go in, and the president of the bank calls you by your first name. How about that? It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Without a summer concert series. Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back. Bob's plan is to calm me down.
Nice post.
Not to go down in the city. It is still 109. Hey, oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, everybody. It is 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. If you're walking around your house trying to get ready to go, to leave, to go to work, it is only 79 degrees right now, so you could probably go out and just trot around the neighborhood right now because it's going up to a 111 today. 111.
Oh, dear.
So there. And at the end of this, have people just walking through here. Oh, they're the people from the Mr. Drop there just came through. And it's going to be 81. That's the low. So we're still the low tonight after this morning. So right now it is still below the low for tonight, which is going to be 81. Wow. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training in Reading. Now, why should you go there? You should go there because you don't want to be outside and it's air conditioned in there. So you go in and you can work out and get a sweat, but you're not dying while you're doing it outside when it's 111 degrees. Over 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Everyday Fitness and Training on, it's off of Athens Avenue, 2345 Athens Avenue. Okay, moving right along.
Drove past them on our way to the movie. You know, Movies 8 is a great little asset here in town. That's where the
How much
that's
are
where
the movies theaters, now? Are they $3 now?
That's not like $3.
It used to be a dollar.
Yeah. They got to pay for the electricity. We hunkered down in there, watched Deadpool 2, and it was nice because the air conditioning.
Deadpool 2's in there?
Yeah. For $3.
Deadpool 2's in there?
Yep.
It came out already?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's had its main run and all that. And,
oh, that's interesting. Hey, you go and have your popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn costs more than your tickets.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, you remember in Mandalay Bay? Mandalay Bay is where they had that horrendous shooting. That guy killed over 50 people.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mandalay Bay is, you imagine the lawsuits. Well, anyway, Mandalay Bay has turned around and is suing every one of the victims, over 1,000 of them. And the reason is that they want it to go to a federal court instead of the state courts. They want to handle it all at one time. Of course, the lawyers for the victims are just going, running amok crazy because they say, they're judge shopping. Oh, this is treason. They're just like Donald Trump. Okay, they didn't say that part, but they did say they're judge shopping and there's no integrity and all that. Mandalay Bay is saying the only way we can get this into a court so we can get everybody at once and we can get through with this thing, it's not going to go on for the next 20 years, is to go to the federal court. So that's what they're doing. So Mandalay Bay is suing the victims. That is not good publicity.
Yeah, it's a defensive, measure.
Thing. Right.
And I understand the logic.
Yeah, I do too.
I you know, But people are going to, when you go up to a hotel and they make you pass through a metal detector and your bags have to be inspected because that's the only way you could have avoided this incident is to have, you know, everybody coming into the hotel have their bags inspected. You don't think that's going to upset people?
Well, you know what? I've checked in the hotels before with carrying long guns. And pistols. Now they don't know about the pistols probably, but they do. You can't miss the long guns because you know you're on hunting trips or things mm-hmm. like that, and nobody gets too excited about it really. Maybe they do down in Las Vegas, but yeah, what are you going to do when somebody brings in something that's disguised and brings it up to his room? I mean, you're not going to go, you know. And he told the mates not to come in. So how would you know he's doing it? And then you go, and then it was the security guy that was up there and got shot at right away and was wounded right before the whole thing started.
Yeah.
And then it was right after it started. And then the you want to take a look at how long it took to get police up there. And by the time the police got up there, which wasn't an extraordinary long time because, you know, they knew where he was at, the shooting was over. I think he only shot for like 7-8 minutes,
yeah,
if that, and then killed himself. So who do you sue for that? The guy, you know, they're never going to find out why he did it.
Well, it's
they
the deep pockets theory.
They cannot find anything wrong. Well, that's right. The worst case of this I ever heard was, I don't know if any of y'all remember the top tailhook scandal back in the 90s.
Just, I had just gotten out.
The Tailhook Association is for all pilots that land and take off from carriers, aircraft carriers. They call it the tailhook because they have a tailhook on their aircraft that when they come down, they're coming in at really close to full speed, and they drop onto the deck. A hook comes down, and it catches one of four cables. Is it four or five, buddy?
There are four cables.
And they look at each one. Oh, it was a one cable catch. Oh, it was a four cable. So he missed three of them. And he got the last one. But they have to be ready. Like if they miss the cables, they've got to hit it full. You know, they've got to hit full throttle and take off again. So that's why they call it the Tailhook Association. It's all these squadrons in the Navy and the Marine Corps. Well, every year they would have a get together in Las Vegas. And they take over a whole floor of one of the hotels. And
the Las Vegas Hilton.
Okay, the Las Vegas Hilton. Now, in each one of these rooms, they put up their squadron, their squadron symbol. Like the Rhinos had this big rhino, a paper mache or a plastic rhinoceros in their party room there. Everybody had something. And everybody had their stickers from their squadrons. And, you know, they'd be trading stickers and all this. Now, one of the things that happened was they have one of the nights is all of them get out and, you know, they've all been drinking and they all go out into the hallway. And then women go through the kind of the gauntlet there. Nobody's ever complained about it. An admiral came in who was a tailhooker too. He's a pilot, and because they also, it's not just a party. They have guest speakers. I mean, some people that are are big in the aviation community, in the military. They have political speakers. They have it all. I mean, it's not just a party, even though it is mainly they go to the party. The admiral's aide was a woman.
Yeah.
And claims that when she went through there, she was manhandled and assaulted, and guys put their hands on her and all these other things. And she complained, and she requested mass and went to the IG. It was a terrible scandal. But what people don't know is, people that were there told me that she was there in the rooms the night before getting the warm leg shaving. They put warm oil on her legs and they shave her legs. I mean, she didn't mention that part.
Yeah.
And other women that were there saying, you know what, you're there. You know what happens there. I mean, you don't go up there. And if you do and you see this, when that elevator door is open, you don't get off. But everybody knows what goes on there at this thing. So she sues. Well, not only did she sue, but then the Navy gets into it. The admiral gets hammered. But then they do investigations. This was during the Clinton time. And Hillary had her way. And the NCIS, the Naval Criminal Investigation Service, was turned loose with no muzzles. And they went after everybody. They went after everybody. It was so bad in one of our squadrons. One of our squadrons at El Toro, we had to ground them for a week because the investigators were there, and the guys thought their careers were over. And, in fact, some careers were over.
According to the article I've just looked up, ultimately the careers of 14 admirals, another flag officer, 14 flag officers, and almost 300 naval aviators were damaged or scuttled completely.
Okay, well, you know what? When you say damaged, when it gets right down to it.
They got the letter in the file and
well,
all that.
Well, they got a letter probably that they were there. Well, I know one who was a colonel that was selected for general. I was sitting in his office when the commandant called him and said, I can't promote you over this. Even though he was the group commander for all these fast movers, and he was a guest speaker there, but he didn't stay there.
Yeah.
He went upstairs, saw his squadron, saw his group up there, the squadrons up there, and then he left. But he lost his...
Tainted by association.
He didn't do anything. But here's what they did. You had to put in on a fitness report on an officer, an aviator, or anybody else, this officer was or was not at tailhook.
Oh, man.
And you had to report it. He was or he was not at tailhook. And then if he was, and if he had been selected for promotion, he didn't get promoted right then. They have to go back through and see if there was anything. And at the very end of those, you said 300. I don't think that's true. There's only one person that went that was punished, outwardly because he said, I might have slapped her on the butt. He said that. Everybody else denied it. And the one person she kept saying, he was the one. He was the one. They have video. And he wasn't even in there. So it blew that whole thing apart. But here's the bottom line on this. I mean, it was a horrendous thing that happened to the military over this.
Long before
what it, what it led to was women. Of course, it led to women flying jets. Women get into that and those things. But here's the other thing. The military... Fine. We're not, we've investigated this. We can't find anybody. You can't even identify anybody. You said did it. And the one you identified was wrong. She sued the Hilton. $6 million. Sued the Hilton. She said, guys should have known what was going on up there. Tailhook never happened again.
Yeah.
So, were they right? Yeah, probably not. Probably they were raucous, like aviators have a tendency to be. They were there. They've been doing this for – this thing's been going on for decades.
As long as there have been fighter pilots, you bet.
They're, you know what? And this happened because she got her feelings hurt.
Yeah.
And when she told her boss, he goes, look, these things happen. I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
Yep.
That wasn't enough. Let's just hang them. Hang them all. Okay, let's take a break. That was, but I tell you what, if you had another guy, Navy Cross winner, gets selected for full bird colonel, took him over a year to pin it on him. I mean, to get his eagles. And then, it took longer than that. Took over a year, probably a year and a half before you could put him on. And then you have to serve a certain amount of time, and then you can retire with that, because he knew it was over. He wasn't going to make general. Out of this, but they held that back up. And if you had anything to do with tailhook, it was just they'd get into it, and somebody'd come and talk. Well, you were there. Well, I was in the lobby, and I was there for I wasn't upstairs. Well, can you prove that? See, that's the way it was. Can you prove that? Can you prove I was?
Yeah, the conventional criminal justice system does not, innocent until proven guilty is turned upside down in that environment.
Hey, we need to take a quick break here. I'm going to come back and say we've reached a point in California when Dianne Feinstein is not liberal enough. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, a great selection of all types of jewelry, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in town. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
Is fun
fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, and like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
That's Bob saying that.
Wow, Bob, you're great, man.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
No.
That'd be Jimi Hendrix.
Ooh.
String his guitar backwards so he could play it lefty.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah, you would string the guitar backwards so he could play it lefty.
He'd have to.
Yeah.
Hey, 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this, on the 17th of July, 2018. It's about 80 degrees right now. 80 degrees, maybe just a little warmer. It's going up to 111 today, my friends. So, need I say, don't go out between 12 and 4 unless you really have to. Stay hydrated, wear light clothing. Do not leave anything. Do not leave anything in your car that when you come back, you want to ever see or use again, like a plant, chocolate. Mm. For sure, no dogs or people.
Yeah.
Or and anything.
Good plain water. I mean, yeah, the sugar stuff and the coffee stuff, fine, but get some water.
Get lots of water in you. Okay, weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Let's talk about California has reached a point. I'm sorry, I just choked on that, Bob. Dianne Feinstein, running for office. She's 86. She's running for...
Di-fi.
She's running for Senate again. Well, she's always gotten the backing of the California Democratic Party. And in the primary, she just, you know, she it was a slap down. She, you know, nobody was close to her.
But the Queen of San Francisco.
Democrat, California Democratic Party voted to support De Leon instead of Di. It was a slap in the face of Dianne Feinstein, a huge slap. She's not, you ready? She's not liberal enough. She's not progressive enough. She uses common sense, and she uses sometimes she will actually vote for things that are right.
Yeah.
But that's not, oh, no, 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 we've gone way beyond that in California. So De Leon, who has, and when they have the election, of course, she's going to win. You know what? This may be the only time that I will ever cast a
root
vote for Dianne Feinstein. But you know what? Over De Leon, I don't want to. Yeah. This guy, I don't even want to see become dog. You know what? That's not even right for dog catchers.
Yeah.
You know. So then you have to equate him with Captain Smith out there rescuing animals and everything. I don't want him out there. I don't want him doing. You know what? I'm going to go back to school. Go back to doing something. You know, teaching or something. Whatever you did before. What did you do before? Whatever it was. I don't want you doing it. But, see, what's going to happen is Diane's going to win.
Yeah.
But he's set up for the next time unless another more liberal comes in and comes after him.
Where have we come to a fork in the road when Jerry Brown and Dianne Feinstein are the adults in the room?
What about Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi can't put a sentence together anymore. And she... They're looking. They're going after her. And what are some? One is the leadership of their, you know, in the House of Representatives. But in San Francisco, she's not liberal enough.
Yeah.
And that's her. You know, that's where she's coming from. She is not liberal. Nancy Pelosi isn't liberal enough. Where are we going in California? This kind of explains why this. You know, Linda went to the. Of course, she went to the Gold Digger Reunion this weekend. She just had a wonderful time. If you have Facebook and you know your friends, you can see all these photos and what these ladies. So you know they did. They had a 45-minute. I'm not going to talk about it. I want Linda to talk about it. But there was a documentary of the girls that went to Vietnam, and I went with Dean Martin and Bob Hope. So she'll talk about that tomorrow. But anyway, but she's talking to these people, one of her best friends, and they're looking, they're going to fly into Texas here in a couple of weeks, and they're taking a checkbook. Because if they find something, they're going to buy it, they're going to come back, they're going to sell their place they've had for probably less than a year, and they're moving to Texas because they've had it. Now, this guy makes very good money, and he's going to move this and his ability for this because the company he works for wants him to represent them in Texas because he sells steel. He wants him to represent them in Texas and you know and at a ridiculously high salary. They're going to go there because they've had it with California. And then you've got people that you talk to people that are just, oh, yeah, hey, man, we're gone. We're out of here. This is not going to stay. And I talked to other people that could live anywhere if they wanted to, and they're settling down in Redding because they like Redding, just like Linda and I do. But you can't help it. But look at the other people that you know that just said, I've had it. That's it. It's not going any – you know what? It's not going to get any better. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure it's not going to get any better. I just know that if Gavin Newsom gets elected, that it will get worse. I really believe that. I really believe that a man that ran on the idea of a single payer health care system that will literally double the budget of California. Think about that. Double the budget of California as a single payer, that then the state of California will pay for everybody's health care. Think about this. Who's going to pay for that? Well, you know what? Half the people don't pay income taxes already. So that means I pay for it. That means you pay for it. That means Bob pays for it. That means that companies here in this state are going to pay a lot more. You're going to start getting value-added taxes. You're going to keep adding stuff on. You know what? Take a look at what they're doing to your gas taxes. Not only are the gas taxes going up, they're going up again. and the cap and trade hits, all the different things they're doing. It's just getting worse. So I understand why people are leaving. I just, it's happening. You're just looking at something. Somebody's calling in.
Yeah, there was. We're way too late in the hour. We're too close to the top to get into it. But okay. People are getting all tied up in knots over a story that started at. Now, is Christianity in California under assault? You bet your sweet bippy. But Governor Brown did not sign a bill declaring Bibles to be assault weapons.
No. And I'm not even. You know what? It's just fake. The whole story's fake. So, anyway, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be with us. Spent a week-long immersion class on the Constitution. It's going to be interesting to hear this. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Ready News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Paul Ryan does not believe Russian President Putin. The House Speaker says there's no doubt that
Russia did meddle with our elections. Not only did Russia meddle in our elections, they're doing it around the world.
Ryan says he would be happy to consider more sanctions on Russia.
Russia is trying to undermine democracy itself, to delegitimize democracy.
President Trump calls his meeting with NATO members great, noting he raised a lot of money for the alliance. But as good as it was, Mr. Trump says the summit with Putin was even better. The president writes on Twitter, sadly, it's not being reported that way. The fake news is going crazy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell giving lawmakers an upbeat assessment of the economy, saying it's expanded at a solid clip so far this year. Powell says several factors are fueling the healthy economic growth.
Robust job gains, rising after-tax income, and optimism among households have lifted consumer spending in recent months.
And consumer spending accounts for a big share of U.S. economic activity. Powell tells the Senate Banking Committee he expects the Fed to keep raising interest rates gradually. A Russian woman, a gun rights activist in the U.S., has been charged with being a covert agent for Moscow.
Prosecutors announced the arrest of Maria Butina just hours after President Trump met with Russia's president. Court papers show her activities revolved around American politics during the 2016 campaign, including efforts to use contacts with the National Rifle Association to gather intelligence for Russia.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. San Francisco voters will decide in a November referendum whether to tax large businesses to pay for homeless and housing services. It would be an average 0.5% tax hike on corporate revenue exceeding $50 million a year. On Wall Street right now, stocks have gone positive. The Dow is up about a dozen points, NASDAQ better by 9, and the S&P 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The official group campaigning for Britain's exit from the European Union in the 2016 EU referendum has been fined and referred to police for breaking electoral law through excessive campaign spending.
The Electoral Commission's report is stinging. It accuses Vote Leave of refusing to cooperate and so forcing the Commission to use its legal powers to compel it to provide evidence. It says there was joint working between Vote Leave and another campaign group, Believe. Believe spent more than £675,000 under a common plan with Vote Leave, the report sets out, concluding this should have been declared by Vote Leave, meaning it exceeded its legal spending limit of £7 million by almost £500,000.
That's the BBC's Chris Mason reporting from London. Again on Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. Alabama Congresswoman Martha Roby seeking Republican redemption in a runoff election that hinges on her loyalty to President Trump.
Roby is facing Democrat-turned-Trump Republican Bobby Bright in today's GOP runoff. From the outside, the race shouldn't be close. Roby is a four-term incumbent in deep red Alabama. But Roby's political survival now depends on whether Alabama voters are sufficiently convinced that she's made amends for turning her back on then-candidate Trump. This occurred after the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The European Union and Japan sign a comprehensive trade deal today, an agreement that will eliminate just about all of the existing tariffs between them. Both sides are heralding the accord. It covers a third of the global economy, more than 600 million people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda will be back tomorrow. She'll be with us tomorrow. We also have Gary Hayward, who is the general manager of Wind River, of the casino there and the resort. And he's going to come in and talk about it. He's also going to be kind of my co-host for tomorrow. Because we have the sheriff on tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the rise in crime again. Yeah, that's right. It looks like the car thefts are going back up. Uh-huh. And a number of other things that were said by Les Baugh last Friday about jails. Because I want to really get into this thing about the juvie facility. Why, if it's possible, why haven't we moved 100 bad guys into that and moved 20 or 18 to 20 of the juvies into another facility that's close by? We're paying $1.2 million a year to keep that juvie facility open. Wow. With 20 kids in it.
Oh,
it would be the same amount as if you put 100 bad guys in there. So that's just one of the things that are happening tomorrow. Bob, tell us the good news. The good news is it's 80 degrees.
Yeah, right now it's 80 degrees outside.
At 8:06 in the morning.
Since we do have a doctor in the house, I'm going to mention he is aware more than most about what an excessive heat warning means, especially if you've got any medical issues. They just get accelerated on by orders of magnitude.
True.
111 for a high today. Overnight, it'll drop down to 77. Tuesday night clear, the low 81. Tomorrow, though, 113. And the National Weather Service says for the next couple of days, hydrate, stay out of the sun, wear the loose clothing. This is serious stuff. This is the stuff that kills people. So
do not take your dogs for a walk on the concrete.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a lady, you know, even when it was 100 the other day, she had her little dog up and was carrying it around and she put it down in the grass. She would not let it go down the concrete. Yeah. What a nice lady.
Are we over talking this?
Over-talking this because, you know, it will only take a few minutes if you leave, you know, what happens? Okay, I left my car on and the air conditioning was going and I left my dog in there. What happens if the car stops?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Come back 30 minutes later, dog's dead, a horrible death. Or even worse, you leave a child like a 4 or 5 year old in the car.
It has happened.
And it happens over and
stays
over
hot throughout the week. We got red boxes all the way through Wednesday night. It starts to taper off a little bit as we drop back down into the 101, 102 range heading into the weekend. But for the next couple of days, please be a little extra careful and drink your water.
There you go.
And move your exercise periods early in the morning. My wife and her girlfriend went riding at 6 a.m. on the river trail.
And then it was still in the 70s.
Yeah.
So,
she's home by now, I hope.
Hello, Bonnie. It's 8 minutes after the hour of 8 here on the 17th of July, and this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, they are there to keep your loved ones where they're the happiest. In their home. Give her a call. Sharon Clark started this business 15 years ago at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning.
Good morning there. Hey, who was I talking to? I met a guy that works, used to work, his name's Mike, mm-hmm. but he still works there in the emergency room. He's an anesthesiologist, technician, I guess, on the equipment.
Oh, yes.
And
correct.
His name's Mike.
Yep, wonderful guy.
Yeah, he is. I played golf with him on the Putts for Paws, you know, fundraiser for Friday. Yeah. And we talked about you and you know, how you did the happy dance. And no, he was no, but we talked about the how he enjoyed a job and how much he thought of you, by the way.
Oh, that's very nice.
And then, you know, we're talking in some other times since then about, you know, people that are staying here, people that are living here. And I said, you know, the McConnells who are, you know, came up here. Oh, I know what it was. They just yesterday we had Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office
right.
on. And there's a physician, he's 63 years old, went back on active duty. He went on active duty. Mm-hmm. He's a heart surgeon, and he has those special qualities, you know, that they need. So he came back in, and they brought him back on active duty.
As a commander in the Navy.
As a commander in the Navy, but as a heart surgeon.
Yeah.
And he says, and here's what he said. He said, I'm 63. I feel like my surgical skills are at their prime.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may not believe that, and I used you as an example, Doug.
Yeah.
When you came up here at that age, or maybe even
– I was 64 when
64,
I arrived in Reading. Yeah.
And it takes you not just – not counting medical school. It takes you 12 years to become a competent heart surgeon, you said.
Well, it's 4 years med school, then 8-year residency. But then really when you're done with your residency, you're typically associated with a senior man, and it's almost an apprenticeship
yeah.
as you move into a group and get more and more experience. So
right.
I would say that, after I left active duty, it was probably the late 80s. So easily another 8 years.
Okay.
In a clinical situation where you are by that time confronting enough situations and making enough decisions such that your
right.
judgment,
mm-hmm.
Surgery is a mixture of technical skills and then judgment. And
okay.
the technical skills you develop pretty quickly in residency, and some people don't have them, in which case they change fields and for cardiac. But judgment is probably the
That's
hardest
the big
thing.
Thing.
It isn't even.
That's the hardest thing for anything.
Well, even a military officer. You're an officer. Judgment, knowledge, experience comes, as someone said, judgment. Good judgment comes from bad decisions and
bad
learning.
Decisions
and
learning.
And
that's right.
There's
and you
some
hope you don't kill a bunch of people and yourself while you're doing it.
Well, that's partially because you work for 8 years in a very controlled training environment.
Well, I was but thinking you, more of the military, not heart surgery.
Well, our mistakes or misjudgments or misdiagnoses carry this. Heavy consequences. So
it does.
That's why the residency is 8 years long, so you're carefully looked at by your mentors, and your judgment matures with time.
But you came up here, like you said, at 64. Mm-hmm. You felt like you were just at the peak of yours. I mean, you were just really felt comfortable. You took over the whole surgical thing up here. And I understand I used you as an example in mm-hmm. saying is that, hey, it takes a long time to learn how to do your job very well, and like you said, the judgment and all that.
And I worked alone.
To retire at 63 or 64 or 65 when you still got a good 6-7 years in you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's also true. I know that over the years, the airline pilots, for example, judgment of a pilot. Today's aircraft are pretty mechanically
they fly themselves,
semi-automated.
Yeah.
But judgment comes well. And, of course, for years, they forced those fellows to retire, I think, at 60.
Yeah.
And then the union relented, and they moved it up to 65. I don't know what it is today, but there's – A good senior aviator is probably what you really want in the cockpit of today's aircraft.
Well, what you're getting today, and you've been traveling, I don't know if you saw this, but the Air Force is offering up to $400,000 bonuses, and the Marine Corps, $200,000 bonuses for their pilots to stay in. Because the airline industry is hiring, and they need, under the new guidelines, a pilot needs 1,500 hours
mm-hmm.
of flight time. You know, to be considered to be hired
in commercial.
Well
yeah,
so who has that many? Well, military.
Yeah.
So there. It's going to be a drain on the pilots of planes like the Osprey, and you know, on the of course the jets and all this, but even transport planes, the big
sure.
transport planes and all this. And if you stay in, I think it's the Air Force, you sign up for another 6 years, $400,000 bonus paid over those 6 years.
Love it. I've got over 1,300 hours. Maybe I could talk kind of a deal. I'll take half pay and
No.
Put me on. But I'm
no.
over
no.
70.
Well, step away from that one, Doug. Doug,
I love to fly.
Just step away from
well,
that.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
You know, it, I mean,
there's
I,
a little bit
I don't
of
mind
Walter
you flying. I don't mind you flying. I just, you know, if I walk in and I see you smiling at me and, you know, wiggling your fingers, I say, you know, excuse me, but I'm getting off the plane. No, I'm just
nothing
kidding.
Like
you know
a
vo- but you know what? I'm pretty sure that if you were flying a plane, you would be just like you were as a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
That would be perfect good. Example. Captain Sullenberger.
Oh, yes. Sully.
He was 60, How old was Sully? 62 or 63, if I'm doing the math right.
Yeah.
When that plane was coming apart around him, he saved it. And yeah. Well, he put it in the river and saved a great many lives. When he could have taken out a city block if somebody
if he panicked.
If he'd panicked. Yeah.
If he didn't have the good
and,
judgment.
Yeah. And there was also the pilot on the Southwest airline that had the window decompression. And if you ever listened to her, you know, the recent one where
she
put the plane down.
She was a former Marine pilot.
Yeah. Navy?
Nope, Marine.
Are
she
you,
was the first Marine jet pilot.
Are you sure? Oh, okay. Anyway.
Well, we can bet money
she looked
on
far
it.
Too pretty to be a Marine. I never associated those terms together. But
well,
anyway,
you know what, how sexist that was there, Dr. Doug McConnell, that comment you just made? You didn't talk about her competency. You didn't talk about her ability to land a jet who didn't lose her cool about the whole thing. And the first thing you say is, well, she seems pretty awfully pretty for that.
For a Marine.
Get this.
That's
Did
my
you
point.
Just hear that?
Yeah. Naval aviators are generally... Anyway, it was in the context of my complimenting her demeanor on that tape when you listened to how she handled that emergency. She was the ultimate pro. She was great.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break here.
Yes.
We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. So far, he's offended every Marine and woman. You know, I guess we could get into Tailhook next, but I've already talked about Tailhook. This portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. North State Security has been an ounce of prevention since 1968. That's right. They're in their 50th year this year, and they just keep growing and growing. They're the largest security firm north, privately owned security firm north of Sacramento. They do you know, the power plants, they're doing the trails, the river trails. They do so many different great things for our community. Give them a call at 243-0295. Ask them about the program they have that will have a trained officer at your home or business in 10 minutes or less. How can you beat that? 243-0295. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug McConnell. We want to talk about a class he took back in a place called, what is it,
Hillsdale College. In Michigan. Wonderful
in Michigan.
Place.
And about the Constitution. I can't wait to hear this. He was so excited he called me about it.
Yep.
And I couldn't give it enough time right then, so I wanted to bring you on and talk about this and about aspects of the Constitution maybe you didn't know about that were really surprises and other things. So we'll be right back.
Invested time. And you say you belong to me. So I lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
This time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon here with Coach Master Collision Repair.
That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
A long, you've been with me. I can't see enough of you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I like that song. I like
it. We've all been free. Won't be long till summertime is.
Beach Boys, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 17th of July. 80 degrees going up to 111 today. Do I need to say more than that? It's 111. Be careful out there. Be careful with your animals. Be careful with yourself. Take lots of water. Drink lots of water. Stay inside as much as possible. If you were at River Commons Senior Living, however, they would have things going on today because it's like your little cruise ship without the ocean. River Commons Senior Living. They have it all. They're pet-friendly, gourmet chefs, a activities director. They have it all. These for people. This is not assisted living. This is for people that have still got lots of spark there. They just chose to come to a place where they can do less, you know, that extraneous stuff like yard work and cooking and those things. River Commons, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call, 238-5981. They'd love you to come by and just check it out. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell, who has just got back from his – how long was that trip?
Well, it was a little over three-month RV trip. It was – Bonnie and I sort of nicknamed it Discovering America. That was our trip across the country, 8,452 miles. And we drove from here to Albuquerque and Santa Fe, so a little bit of the Spanish influence in America.
I don't know why we should have told you to give our kids a call. They've been more than happy to take you out to dinner or something.
Well,
we
were on a schedule, but I didn't know you had kids there.
Albuquerque?
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, so there you get the influence. Okay, the United States was partially formed or has an influence of the Spaniards who conquered that area and thrust up from Mexico, and obviously that's part of America
today. That's right.
Today.
And then we conquered them, and it's now the United States. People have a tendency to forget that.
No, there was a war called the Mexican-American War after Mexico was left from Spain.
Hey, they signed it off.
But it's part of the history.
It's
makes
part
us
of the history.
Today.
That's right.
And then we moved on to Dallas, and in our previous trip, we'd gone down to Austin and San Antonio. And of course, again, that's part of where the Americans who had were actually invited into a part of Mexico to colonize it or farm it because they wanted to get this economy up and going.
Yeah. The Mexican government made a small mistake there.
They did.
They invited the Americans in with their with the idea of them helping to settle it, but become Mexican citizens. And then after a while, there was the taxation thing or other things, and Americans just don't like that.
Well, what's a book you got with like the nine regions? The United States.
I think I have it. Yeah, this is two of the ones.
So then we left Dallas, and not to take it on tour of this, but Bonnie had to go to Graceland because Elvis is certainly part of America.
It's Americana.
And from there to Washington, D.C.
And then we parked right at the end of the Metro line, a nice RV park, mm-hmm. and took the Metro in for 2 weeks. We went and we basically...
Does it take you 2 weeks, doesn't it?
It actually, we now feel we just scratched it. And Bonnie's original thing was, we're going to spend enough time there till we feel like we're getting bored. 2 weeks was not enough. And
you could spend a week in the Smithsonian and still not touch it.
Well, it's actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because the next thing we did is we began to explore the Smithsonians, and a little known secret is that the secretary of the Smithsonian, who runs the whole thing, was a former student of mine. So I had contacted him.
I knew that, but nobody else does.
He's actually a cardiologist by training, but he was 4 years behind me when I was at UCLA Med School. And we've kept in touch over the years, but he became dean of the School of Medicine at Iowa and then Cornell University's president and now the Smithsonian. So I called up Dave and made my way through his various assistants and said, hey, I'm coming back and we'd love to spend an afternoon with you. And we did. And Dave is the head of the Smithsonian. And so I asked, well, who's your boss? And he said, well, actually, I report to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Smithsonian's a not-for-profit, chartered under Congress, and the board that supervises it is the made up of several prominent figures by office in the United States government, but the Chief Justice is his immediate chairman of the board.
You know what? Interesting guy. You guys have been friends a long time. I would have thought you would have asked at least for, hey, how about a behind-the-scenes?
Well, sit down.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we didn't really try to do that because his time's limited by, but we had a great visit, but then he pointed on his desk to a small leather ball, and he said, see that little handball there? I said, oh, okay, if you say it's a handball, I didn't recognize that. That was Abraham Lincoln's handball. He put in a handball court, apparently, in the White House grounds somewhere, and Abraham Lincoln played handball. Never knew that, but there's the ball sitting there. And then he knew I was an aviator or interested in aviation. He showed me, pointed over his head to a glass-encased sort of styrofoam mannequin head, but there's an aviator's leather helmet on it, you know, the old leather type stuff for flying in open cockpits. And he said, see that helmet? And I said, yeah. He says, that is the leather helmet that Charles Lindbergh wore when he flew to Paris. Wow. Just sitting behind his desk. And so, anyway, that was just some of the immersion. We also went to Trump's Tower. Had to, if you're in Washington, you have to go in and have dinner and sips in the hotel. But let me just jump ahead. We spent time looking at the documents, history, and the museums.
Well, let me raise my hand here. Abraham Lincoln played handball.
Correct.
You know what? In a way that doesn't surprise me, he was tall, and he was lanky, he was athletic, he was a strong guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was. He was a competitor. Mm-hmm. He was known for his wrestling ability.
Correct.
And so the idea of him being an athlete and playing, but you're right, you don't picture that.
No.
When you think about it a little bit, you think, what other things would they have there?
As I said, I got it right from the secretary's mouth, and there it is. There's the
there handball. It is.
So
is just sitting on his desk?
No, it's in a small case.
Okay. It's like hermetically
sealed. He didn't pick it up and throw it at me. But the Smithsonian has 19 museums. It's the largest museum complex in the world. And 19 facilities, a couple in New York City.
Oh, okay.
And they have the finest aerospace collection I've ever seen at two spots, one out at the Dulles Airport and another on the Mall. Anyway, before we get into all that, the point is we decided to go to places that we wanted to explore the history. So we started Washington, D.C., 2 weeks. I can go into all the list of things we saw, but that's not the focus.
No, we'll sit down. We
moved to Williamsburg. I would recommend all your listeners. I went to Williamsburg because my wife said, let's go there. And I thought, well, we've got to look at a bunch of women in colonial clothes and E.T. and all that.
No, much more.
The Rockefeller charity, I guess, institution, basically has resurrected the colonial Williamsburg and supplies it with the absolutely phenomenal actors who basically come on a stage. We saw Thomas Jefferson at 26 playing chess. Supervised or with his black manservant. They both were born together and they were raised together. This manservant historically actually went to college with Jefferson at William and Mary and actually became educated by spinoff from the student. He was his servant in college. And in the process, they both give soliloquies off stage about the challenge of what is the relationship between a white master and a black slave.
Because when you say servant, he was a slave.
He was born a slave on the same... on Jefferson Father's plantation. Anyway, so that
Jefferson never freed his slaves either.
That is correct, and there's many. That's a long discussion, and we learned stuff about that. But basically, then we came back the next afternoon, and there was Jefferson at 67, reminiscing on his life, the changes, how he wrote the Declaration, and people would ask questions. It was great. Next day, we found James Madison there talking about the Constitution.
Now let me
Jamestown's
go,
a wonderful. Williamsburg. Yeah.
I've been there before, and I've seen these. And the guy that plays, and I'm sure they have different actors to play it. These guys have immersed themselves in Thomas Jefferson.
Correct.
And they talk about it. They talk about the Constitution. They talk about what they did in their lives like this. And if you ever do get a chance to go down there, and you drive from D.C. down,
that's a short drive.
Yeah, it's not
80
that,
miles. I think.
It's not that bad. And then also along the James River, if you get a chance, I don't know if you're going to talk about this, but the old plantations along the James River, and there's two or three of them that are still there that you can tour of that are it's just extraordinary, and you see how people lived back then, and you realize they were able to live like that because of slavery.
Partially. The other thing that you get a profound feeling for, which then flows into what we learned at Hillsdale, is that the landed and somewhat gentry class were well educated in Greek, Latin, and the humanities. John Adams, who wasn't a landowner, but a northern lawyer,
right?
Jefferson was. Washington was not. He was one of the people that really had, it's not really recorded if he had a formal education very much. However, he was an enormously smart man. And one of these people that was a natural leader and was quite – he proved himself trustworthy. So
– well, let's address this. Let's take a quick break here because
– okay.
I want to go on your tour here, but
I do want to get to Hillsdale.
I want to get to Hillsdale. And
that was
about
the crown jewel
so
of the trip.
We'll kind of like move on to that because, you know, what you did was you're discovering America that if you ever get a chance, like Doug did and Bonnie – the D.C. Virginia area is a place because then you want to go and get into Richmond. You want to see the Confederacy, the home of the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, is there. And you go through those things. And they've got the battlefield tours where there's eight different battlefields that you can see.
That
and,
is all
and,
true.
And you drive down and you see all these anywhere from Fredericksburg, Virginia, where the Battle of Fredericksburg was, up on Mayor's Hill, where the Union Army, when they came across that open fields to get to the heights there, they wrote their names and they put their wills on the back of their shirts or their knapsacks so they could be identified because they were going into charging up a hill into cannon and very accurate rifle
essentially
fire.
A kill zone, yeah.
It was a kill zone there. So it is just so much history. In that state. Anyway, we'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Yeah. We'll be right back. Tobacco & Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco & Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 17th of July, 2018. 82 degrees, going up to 111 today. I'm not even going to say anything after that. It's going to be 111 today, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Better-known business that gives outstanding haircuts, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're talking about his three-month tour of America, discovery of America. But now we want to, because we've only got like, so many minutes left, is go to, you went to Hillsdale College in Detroit.
It's west of Detroit. But, yeah, my background, several years ago, my former partner put me on a mailing list for a magazine called Imprimis. Imprimis, and it comes from Hillsdale College. And monthly, we would get these summaries of visiting professors and guests, and historic speeches given previously by Margaret Thatcher and others that have come to the campus. Ronald Reagan's been there, and we began to learn about this curious college sitting in the Midwest. So, by way of background, this college, which has a student body of about 1,500 people, not particularly large, is one of the oldest co-ed colleges in the United States. It basically was opened in 1844. It was formed around the abolition of slavery, actually. And they basically, from the day they opened, have had no tests or quotas or expectations of gender, racial heritage, but it's about knowledge. Mm-hmm. And they are a standard bearer in American universities because they were really one of the first places that really had women from their earliest classes forward, and then members of the African-American race of freed slaves back in the 1844. But this later leads with a conflict with the American government we'll get into. But it's a remarkable education institution. And Bonnie and I, you began to hear from it. You'll actually hear on Rush Limbaugh and other shows talk about this. This is a island.
Laura Ingram talks about it on our station.
Yes. It is an island. Well, okay, you're right. When I listen to it, I'd love to meet her sometime. She is so, I like her.
You go to New York, and she has that show on Fox. We have friends that went there and was in the audience.
Oh, I love it. She's just, anyway, back to the subject, so we got limited time.
So Hillsdale is a call it quality education institution that is devoted to American principles and teaching. They actually have degrees in politics, but they use that in the humanities term. But all students are totally steeped in the original humanities, reading Greek, Latin, and going back to the original Greek philosophers who mulled about what society should be like. And mm-hmm. you're talking about Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle.
Yeah.
And then they study the Enlightenment era and people like John Locke. Now, the important thing that we learn is that to understand exactly what was unique about America, you actually have to go back to those roots in thinking, mm-hmm. man's thoughts about where his rights come from and how he might govern himself. And the great American experiment, and that's a great term for it, was the first people to have thrown off a king who was at a distance where he wasn't going to keep coming back and menacing them with armies, but where 13 separate cultural entities called separate colonies with their own rules, taxes, occasionally even currencies, had to then sit down after the end of the revolution and say, hey, how are we going to govern ourselves? And they had the world's models to think about and choose. And the course that we took was to take you back to those days and sort of place you there as to the creativity and the debates and the Federalist Papers and how difficult this was actually to accomplish. And the truth is that at age, 72,
uh-huh.
I'm now learning this. I should have learned this back in school. Every American should understand exactly what transpired in these very critical number of years. We just tend to learn the dates of the Tea Party here, the war started here, the war ended.
Yeah.
But then there's this Articles of Confederation no one understands, and then finally there's a Constitution.
But we got more than we're getting today. That's the scary part.
Well, that is really scary.
Yeah.
And Hillsdale is in the process of addressing that with charter schools and, mm-hmm. and education programs and courses like I went to.
Right.
This is an adult education. Most of us were in our 60s and 70s. There were some 20-year-old kids there, too. And they have a facility where they open up all summer and teach economics, the American Constitution, the humanities, and their influence on American mm-hmm. thought and principles. It is an education institution that's year-round. And Bonnie and I spent 1 week there with 80 fellow students mm-hmm. with 4 hours a day of class. With mm-hmm. lectures and an evening Q&A with professors, with great meals at a wonderful hotel they have right on the thing just for this
on the campus.
They have a mission and outreach to teach America, and this magazine Imprimis is sent monthly to 3.7 million people. It's free. I'm going to put you on the list. You and Lynn and Bob would love to read it. It comes to your free. They don't ask for money. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And they will discuss the role of China and effects on American future policy and economics.
Right.
But back to the course. The course was great because you actually learned the challenges to these people and began to read the Federalist Paper, but they teach from the original documents. One of the most amazing things I ever read at my age of 72 was George Washington's farewell letter
mm-hmm.
that he penned. It's 32 pages long. This is a man that didn't have what you and I would call formal education, but the language and the way it's written is educational itself. And he writes it in October. His term in office is to end in March with the new president.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he's the first president.
Right. They offered him king.
Correct. Well, and that's an important point that they debated what form of government should we have.
Yeah.
They all knew about kings. They talked about pure democracy. That was really they chose to have a representative democracy. That's truly what our country is. We are not a democracy.
No, we're a republic.
Term. Yeah, well, we're a republic based on a representative democracy.
Right.
And there's reasons to go back. And if you study Greek Roman history, which they had, people like Adams, Jefferson, particularly Madison.
Mm-hmm.
James Madison is a man that I knew, sadly, too little about until I started this voyage. But you watch them construct a marvelously simple structure, but they gave us a gift. And that's the point that I was to tie you in about this king or that, is that when they left the Constitutional Convention at the end, they had worked 100 days in the heat of Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
no air conditioning, crafting together a document that was revolutionary in the world, which becomes the American Constitution. We are the oldest constitutional government in the world. And we should be quite proud of it, and we should understand it better than I did going in. So I'll willingly admit my ignorance. But as the convention ended, there was a physician, 34 or so years of age, following Jeff Franklin out the door when a somewhat elderly lady of Philadelphia who knew Franklin, and the rumor is he knew a lot of them, she said, Dr. Franklin, what do we have? What have you given us? A monarchy or a democracy? And he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And there's a beautiful book with that title, If You Can Keep It. What we don't teach ourselves is this gift is ours that we must work at and understand. It is our responsibility to teach this and have this.
We're one generation away, is I think somebody that, said.
Ronald Reagan, perhaps? I'm not sure.
I'm sure the point is,
I do not think we're doing a good job in society to understand the value of this gift, its uniqueness. We refer to it in the press, you know, about, well, we're selecting judges right now. I think it'd be strict
constitutionalism.
Yeah.
Right.
The Constitution of the United States, once you begin to open it up and understand the roots on each part of that, why are there three parts of government? Well, these folks took apart. What does a king do? You know, he legislates. He makes up rules and decides he can, and he promulgates them through his executive offices. And then he enforces it with police, state police, armies. So that's the king, and one king is a legislative function. He has an executive function. And then he runs all the courts, and he can decide who he's going to behead. Historically, as far back, you go all the way into all governments. Those three functions are government. It was the separation of powers in the Constitution that puts these areas in tension, and each with various levels of oversight. The beauty of the bicameral legislature, the fact that one-third of the senators get reelected every 2 years, but all of the representatives have to be reelected.
Right.
And
The whole thing, you know what, when you think of the brilliance of it, we take it for granted, but they were starting from scratch. Well, weren't starting from scratch. Because they did have, you know.
They had knowledge.
They had the knowledge of it. We need to take a break, though.
Very good. I could go on for hours.
Oh, no, but what I'd like to do when we get back is talk about that class on the things about the Constitution that were, one, surprising to you, that you just, oh, my gosh, one of those oh, my God moments.
Mm-hmm.
And others that you would tell people is the, we have this Constitution, and we've added. You talked about the Bill of Rights and all that too. Is it just strictly okay?
Well,
but let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
At
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's not here. She'll be back tomorrow. And when you have the sheriff will be on, and then Gary Harewood will be my co-host tomorrow from Wind River. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 83 degrees. It's going up to 111 today, people. Be careful out there. They've got all the heat warnings going on, all the heat advisories going on right now. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell that took a three-month tour of the United States, and we're trying to get it all into an hour.
It's hard.
But the big thing is he went to Hillsdale College, which is, it sounds, you know, I did not understand the enormity of what they're doing, of teaching the Constitution, but also teaching economics and teaching civics, things we used to call civics in school. But you took a class of a 5-week or 5-day class on the Constitution.
Correct.
What surprised you the most? Was there an oh my God moment?
Well, the most interesting thing was to actually, for the first time in my life, to understand the roots of some special words in, for example, the Declaration of Independence. The use of the words about discussion of rights. I mean, basically, our entire country rests on the concept that we actually established in the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution flows out of the Declaration of Independence. They're several years apart.
Yeah.
But the philosophy that these men gathered with was centered on this idea of human rights. We still talk about human rights today. But the use of the words, the rights are derived from, you know, there's a reference in there to nature and to nature's God. Now those, I've just read them in the past, but the truth is they come right out of philosophers who were battling this issue in the 1600s and 1700s, and they refer to John Locke as well as others. Beyond that are basically, you go back to Greek, which they study here, Plato thought there were just three classes of people, or Socrates, workers, laborers. But they then came up with an elite class called philosopher kings. I'm not going to go into all the details. But the point was there's a reason behind everything that's expressed in that document of the Declaration of Independence. But basically it was a group of men committing high treason by signing it who basically went back into the world of thinking and said, no, we are creating a new country based on the fact that the governed, the only reason the government exists because of the consent of the governed. And the we, the people, that opens up the Constitution is that. And the point is we've sort of forgotten that we have a great obligation as a people to manage our government. We don't let it happen to us. It's a very active process. It doesn't just get set up and we can let it run itself. We have to be involved, and we actually have a duty and obligation to that. You mentioned the Bill of Rights. Part of the issue was that the Constitution tells you how the government should work. But it was very clear in the convention that there were certain things they wanted. The only way they could get all 13 states to ratify it, which was critical, 13 colonies. Remember, these colonies are totally independent, people.
Your southern colonies, you know, as opposed to your New York and all those.
They varied in size and riches, different religious congregations in many of them. The northern were the Puritans, and then the Congregationalists in Pennsylvania were Quakers. So you had these real deep religion. But what the one thing is very clear is the Constitution was written for a just and moral people that are
have an intrinsic morality and religious sense about what is right in life. That's very clear in Jefferson's writings. And that's the other part. There's a, instead of these, just these documents, you actually read the words of these people and what their philosophy was thinking. You need to have a just people. You can't hire enough police to manage people. Our Constitution is designed around culture. And in their world at that time, it was predominantly Christian culture of people following at the heart of their operations is the chain of the Ten Commandments, basically, and the Judeo-Christian future.
You're okay.
Yeah. So we have to understand that there's a cultural assumption about how society is structured and functioning and how people communicate and deal with each other and the individuals. Culture is very critical to the Constitution being useful.
What do you think? And we don't have enough time here, so we have to come back.
All right,
plus your philosophy yourself. Was this a group of brilliant men that just somehow came together, or was it Jefferson and a couple others, and the rest of them just kind of like?
No, it's much broader than that. We learn about probably the Big Eight, but the truth is, every one of these men
played a part.
And back to the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they clearly wanted to state what this government could not do. Remember, these are the people defining how the government will work.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill of Rights tells you very specifically the rights of the people that the government cannot infringe upon.
Right.
And we go right down the numbers, starting with the first. But they realized that publication and free discourse, speeches in the public area, and the printing of papers and
freedom
pamphlets.
Freedom of gathering.
Gathering.
Yes.
That's the only way a free people can debate these ideas. They've gone through months of publishing the Federalist Papers.
Mm-hmm.
They moved right on there to religious get-togethers. Basically, the government was not to establish religion. They wanted religion to be practiced. That's the just
and this
people.
Thing about the government wasn't supposed to establish religion.
A church would.
But the part about, you can't have a cross that's just been made up.
That is correct. Absolutely.
Okay.
There was an interpretation of a letter of Jefferson wrote to a school board in Danbury, Connecticut, and all. But the point is, it's only a prohibition against the Church of England or in France, the Roman Catholic Church.
Right.
So it basically said you're free to follow your religious beliefs.
Sure.
But they insisted that our government would only work if the people were religious and had a cultural basis on human interaction that would be mutually supportive. That's key. You can't have people out in the streets just rampaging.
The right to bear arms. Did you all get into that?
Yes. Yes. And actually, the truth was the reason the revolution happened is the only part of the British kingdom where armories and rifles were allowed was in the American colonies because they had fought the French-American Indian War, and the British didn't want to garrison the colonies. So they let the farmers who were on the frontier, and they always were worried about where the French were impinging on their – so they maintained their own armaments. They didn't have a lot of they kept their own stockpiles. And they did have militias, and they were expected to fight. And French-Indian War before us, as we called it, was dependent on colonial troops like George Washington,
mm-hmm.
who was –
But the idea of being able to bear arms and to have arms by the individual American
mm-hmm.
was – did you – I mean, was that addressed?
Well,
as opposed to, yes, but you have to be a part of the militia.
We didn't dissect that term, but the point was the Americans, you have a right by nature and nature's God to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, your creator,
mm-hmm.
and that includes the ability to protect yourself against all forms of
physical
and governmental oppression.
And
then you go down the rest.
It's not about hunting.
No, it's not at all. It's
never has been.
There would be no America if we had been part of the British. There's never been an armed revolution in Oxfordshire because nobody has rifles.
Yeah. Well, look, we're running out of time here. It's just wonderful. You know, you ought to go out and speak to people about this.
If I could, just Hillsdale.com. Explore this university. They have online courses that are all free on the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. They're phenomenally good. They basically have a mission to educate America. So I would encourage everybody to just go explore. There is a treasure trove of well-thought-out, computer-based, visual teaching that's all up to you. And the point is, we the people have a duty to understand our government.
I guess what you're trying to say, Doc, is that if you want to spout off about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers, fine, but know what the heck you're talking about.
That would be true. And it's free and available for you at Hillsdale.com. Bonnie and I are planning to go back to take courses in economics. And if we can take a group from Reading here, we'll take a whole damn busload. I'll drive the bus. God bless America. This is a great country, but I remember the Star-Spangled Banner first verse ends with a question. Is this still the land of the home and the free of brave? I screwed that up, but it's a question mark. We have to prove that every day that we're worthy of what we've been given by our founding fathers, in my opinion.
I firmly agree with you about that. And I think people have forgotten this when they want to open the borders and these other things. This is not what we were formed by immigrants. We were formed by immigrants but under the law too. And so just doing things without law and keeping, this is wrong. This is not what we were founded on. Anyway, Doug McConnell, thank you so much, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, hey, tomorrow, like I said, the sheriff, Gary Hayward from Wind River, and Linda will be back. Everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.